And was by particular gift by day one to memory of his mother.
And Karen's father.
Neshamot should have aliyot. Good morning. I know this is the first minyan. She'll have to forgive me for a minute, but 7:30 usually say a short thought afterwards. We've been talking about Hilchos Chanukah for the last 9 days or so, but today we transition back to the regular practices of the day, starting Siman Gimel and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Din Levishat B'Gedavi Lucha, the way that we are intended to get dressed. The first Siman was about how we wake up, the second was how we wash our hands and our face, and the third is about getting dressed. And it said, "Vatznei lechet imalokecha." One should be modest in the way that one walks with God. Lefikach tzarich ha'adam liyotzenu b'chol orchotav. So one has to be modest in all their ways. And now we have quite a stunning, or surprising, or even striking way that we're meant to be getting dressed in the morning. Lachen k'leshavush apojet chaloko. So when one is either putting on or removing their clothes, osha beged sha'al basaro, or other clothing that touches the skin, undershirt, underwear, socks, those kind of things. Yidaktek ma'od shelo legalotet gufo. One should be incredibly careful and cautious not to reveal any parts of their body. Eli yalbishot v'yavshito kashu shochav mishkavo mechusa. One should put on these clothes and remove these clothes when one is in one's bed under one's covers. Va'al yoma hineinu mechadri chadarim. One shouldn't say, "I'm in the room inside my house, inside fence community." Who's going to see me in the dark? What difference does it make? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu fills up the world, and darkness is the same to light. And I remember as a zealous adolescent seeing this in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. And you look at the plain halachic texts, there doesn't seem to be much flexibility on this matter. And I remember as a 16-year-old trying to lie in my bed in the morning under the covers, trying to get my underwear or my pajama off my... So it's not that easy to do. It's pretty uncomfortable. And if we're saying that darkness is light for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can see through the covers too. And the truth is, the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, says that this is somewhat a matter of consensus and what's common for where you live. And you don't have to do gymnastics in the morning just to try and get dressed. This is more about implementing a concrete sensibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our life. The first siman was about waking up, Shvita Hashem Lenegdi Tamir, just about a mental sensitivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And this is really the translation of that into a concrete mode of behavior. Not that we have to, again, do gymnastics, but we should be conscientious about the way that we live, not just in the mental realm, but in a physical realm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, that we owe honor and respect both to our bodies, to our Creator, and to those around us, and get dressed with sensitivity, but you don't have to do gymnastics in the morning. You'll all be very happy to know. Neshamot should have aliyot. Tikkun will be outside. Chanam and Akashim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zogad Ejitu, Alachen, Himmel, Tzmat, Shnei Marnach, Vitzman, Sitko, Yagdil, Torah, V'yadir.